Good morning, Tony. I really nice to hear you after the festive season, really.
Yeah, did you have a good one?
Yes and no. It was a bit mixed. I was fine. No problem whatsoever. My daughter and son-in-law and the two grandchildren went down with some form of food poisoning.
Must have been the
Nothing.
turkey. I blame the turkey.
No. They actually, on the 23rd, they actually went out and had a meal in a local sort of restaurant. And it was only the four of them that went down with this.
So they're probably going around saying, you don't want to eat there now, then, do
Well, I wouldn't want to eat there, but
you?
I mean, the
Let's
turkey
not
was
name the
fine.
establishment.
The
Oh,
turkey was fine and the ham was fine,
good.
but I mean, all the rest of us, I mean, there were three others, four others in the house as well. None of us had it, so it wasn't anything to do with the food in the house.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. And of course, some of that food probably would have come out of the garden anyway,
Yes, just
which
a
is
bit.
always a good thing. And January, well, I'm not sure that it's the first month of the year, but I'm not sure that it's the first month in the garden, is it really? It's one of those months where, well, is it a case of you trying to keep things in order, but you have to deal with things like very soggy ground, and then sort of very cold ground as well. And at the moment, of course, we've got very soggy ground, haven't we?
Oh, we've got soggy and cold. I mean, it's horrid, isn't it? I, as you know, grow on heavy clay, and that is the worst one. Green sand and all the sort of Sussex Downs from Henfield upwards, they have green sand, and the water just flows through it. That's fine. They have a different problem because during the summer they can't keep the water in. So in the winter on the green sand it flows out, which is lovely. It's fine. But some of the things, Tony, it's one of those things that you need to sort of sit back occasionally and reflect, A, on what you did last year that was good, or B, what wasn't very good. And you need So I keep saying to people, if you can just keep a note of what actually happened and whether, I mean, parsnips, right? That's a good one. Parsnips last year were so awful to germinate. They were really, really bad. So eventually I got taking to sowing them on, would you believe this, kitchen paper, kitchen roll. Now, right, there was, I got a flat tray, piece of kitchen roll doubled over, and I watered it. Not soggy, but just enough to be watered. And I sowed the parsnip seed on there. They're big enough to see, so it isn't a problem. And lo and behold, they started to germinate. So then, very carefully, I pricked them out, put them in a pot. They were fine.
What
But
does
the
the
one
kitchen
that
paper do first?
Oh, get
No,
rid of that bit.
I know you get rid of it, but what does that do in the process?
Well, I'm not sure. I really am not sure. And none of the vegetable growers can tell me the same thing. I've got a feeling, and I must do some research on this, that it's all to do with light. Because certain plants actually germinate better in light and others germinate better in the dark.
And you
So
need kitchen roll to do that.
well, it's a you don't need kitchen roll, but I suppose you could use any old thing that would absorb the water.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. It's
But
basically have a soft surface.
I think so. And something that you can see. And of course, with a piece of kitchen roll, you can see exactly where to place them. So little tweezers, in they went, into the compost, went away like the clappers. So it was lovely.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. I mean, if you're looking back at things, the other thing that of course really needs to happen in January, I mean, for the house we call it spring cleaning and we wait for spring and sort of March, April to do this, but in the gardening world, of course, it's January where, the greenhouse gets cleaned out ready for spring. You clean out all your pots and you do all of your pruning and all your housekeeping, I suppose, don't you?
I think it is housekeeping. I can't do that in my greenhouse. I cleaned the greenhouse out much earlier, because I need to, it's a cold greenhouse. but I need to store some fairly tender things in, like canners, and I've got things which are echium, which are absolutely amazing for bees and pollinators. So I need to put those in. So the greenhouse had to be cleared out before the beginning of November. But then, of course, we don't get very many frosts, do we?
No, we might be getting a few over the next week or
Oh, I
so,
think
but
so. I
we'll
think so.
keep an eye on that one. Mind you, it'd be nice
Yeah.
to get a frost or two, I think, really. Give it a
Absolutely. I
chance to get
mean,
the overcoat out and wear it.
well, my strawberries need a good sort of frosting because the amount of frost that you've got actually stimulates the flowering.
All
So,
right.
yeah.
So you're
So,
continuing the growth of your strawberries from last year?
oh yeah.
You
I
just
like I keep
roll
them
on
for
and on
three.
and on.
I keep them for 3 to 4 years and then I chuck them out and
Oh,
put
right,
new
okay,
ones
because
in.
the I know the yield scent tends to get better second year round, doesn't it, than the first?
You do.
Yeah.
So they were lovely last year and they're in a raised bed. So I've actually put some really nice compost in between them and left them as they
Yeah.
are. And they're looking okay, actually.
Okay, well, that's something we'll keep an eye on over the next few months.
Yeah.
The other thing that we tend to overlook completely because we talk about gardening and think naturally outdoors, but there's the problem of indoor plants and well, because it's cold, heating. The two things don't go together very well, do they?
No, they don't. But it depends. That's a point, though, Tony, for choose your house plant
Yeah.
for the conditions that you've got. If you like it boiling hot in your house, which I don't, by the way, then you would choose more exotic type of plants. But all plants adapt as well. And so as long as you don't overwater and you don't overheat and then put them cold, then they go. They're absolutely fine.
But the heating does rather tend to dry them out a bit quicker than they would normally dry out.
It would, but of course, don't put them near a radiator. South-facing windows, of course, is a good thing. But one of the things that I really, really say to people, please, if you've got plants that are in a fancy pot, I mean, a lot of the ladies, particularly. They don't like it doesn't worry me. I mean, I've got a brown terracotta pot at the side of me at the moment. Doesn't bother me, but a lot of the ladies particularly like to put them in a fancy ceramic pot. That's fine.
Yeah,
But
I'm with you. I know where you're going with that one. Yeah.
right, take the pot out, put it on the draining board, water it on the draining board, and then let it dry drain through and then put it back in the fancy pot. Because if you water it into the fancy pot, what happens? The water goes all the way through. You forget to take the pot out and empty the water out, and the roots get far too wet. And the word is, which I hate actually, is necrotic.
Yeah,
Oh, it's a
well, it
good
rots
word, isn't it?
basically is as good a word, I think, really. They rot.
Dead.
Yeah, that's
So.
never a good thing to. Well, I mean, that's the result of overwatering anyway. But I mean, it is a balance
It is.
in the winter because it's a different set of conditions to that you get during the spring and summer months, isn't it? Because I
That's
say
right.
the heating is up, and there are seasons for these things as well. Some grow, some don't, some go to
Yeah.
sleep and do all sorts of things. For me, it gets very, very confusing. For Mrs. W, it's when I say, "Oh, we just got to water the
Second nature.
plants." Yeah. She knows
Yeah.
what she's doing. I
Well,
haven't a clue
my
'cause
daughter came in today, actually, and she
yeah.
said to me, "Oh, I've done ex." I said, "What about those plants that you've got down in your sunroom down the bottom of the, which isn't not much sun at the moment?" "Oh, well, I've been doing as I was told," she said, "by some other people, not by me. I've been watering them every fortnight." I said, "That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You can't say they're going to dry out every week because they're not." They may dry out, but then you water, and then you leave them 3 weeks, and perhaps they need watering again. So she got a telling off today.
So it's not about regularity, it's about observation, really, isn't it? Just
Absolutely.
keep your eye on things.
And little fingers touching the top of the pot. Is it dry? If so, if it's dry, water it.
Give it a little water. That's the one, yeah. Now, the other thing that comes up, that I'm looking at the Royal Horticultural Society's website, and they talk about things in January. And one of the things that they list is plant now to boost the winter fragrance in your garden. Kind of put some, well, put, shed some light on that one. I mean, as someone who doesn't have a sense of smell, which is me, fragrance in the garden is not terribly relevant. I mean, I do miss sort of being able to smell certain things, but what should you be smelling in your garden in January?
Well, there are all sorts of things that you can do. There's one called Winter Sweet, which is fantastic. It's all about scent, but it's also about looking at things. There is a plant at the moment which is in all the garden centres, and it's not scented, but it's called Calicarpa. And it has long leafless stems, but all the way around are whorls of bright purple berries.
All right.
And I've seen that plant growing on the Blue Mountains just outside Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And the hillsides are covered by this purple haze.
Yeah.
And we have it over here, and it's called Calicarpa Profusion. Well worth a look at.
Yeah. Does it give you a smell?
No, that doesn't. But
right.
One of the things that does. Now, tell me about what you know about honeysuckle.
It's kind of yellow. That's about the best way I can describe it. It's yellow, okay. And kind of stringy almost, I suppose.
So it's a climbing plant.
Yes.
Okay. There is a shrub, which is also a honeysuckle, which is called Lonicera.
Yeah.
And that actually, the only way I can describe it is the smell of summer in the winter.
Oh, right. Oh, that's interesting.
And the leaves fall nearly all off, and you get these small honeysuckle flowers, and the scent is phenomenal. Absolutely. In my front garden, and you probably know that I'm a Daphne fanatic. I love Daphnes. They are wonderful. And I have one in the garden which is just about to break flower, and what I'm going to do tomorrow is that I'll take a photograph of it and send it to you by email for you to have a look.
Okay.
It's called Jacqueline Postil. It's Daphne Balua, Jacqueline Postil. Now, my garden, the front garden, goes onto the pavement.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely unbelievable. People walk past and they go, what's that smell? And they're like they're like the Bisto kid. Do you remember the Bisto kid?
I do. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember that.
The scent is phenomenal. So there are all sorts of things. Winter Sweet is one of them.
Yeah.
There is Sweet Box, which is a thing called Sarcococca, which makes a fabulous hedge.
Mm.
Absolutely fabulous hedge. So the scents in the garden, I think you need to have a look at and try to see, the soil that you're putting them into.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we've got a nice smelling garden now.
Yep.
The other thing that I want to talk to you about before we finish, because we are beginning to run out of time, we're okay for a minute, but is, strangely enough, and I'm probably going to get laughed at for saying this one, rhubarb.
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
Yeah, I mean, Mrs. W is a big fan of rhubarb. She loves it. I really don't like it at all. But it's something that, according to the Royal Horticultural Society, we should start forcing.
Right.
You're going to put that into plain English for me, aren't you?
I am.
Good.
Forcing means that the rhubarb itself is excluded from light. So the clump is excluded from light at all. So you need to get a big old dustbin or something like that. Pop it over the top of the rhubarb, remembering that if you're in a windy area, that will actually blow away unless you hold it down.
Yeah.
But then what happens is that the plant itself comes into growth and it's searching for light. So all those dark brown, dark greeny stems come up pale pink.
Right, gotcha.
And they are, I mean, so expensive in the supermarket. And it's quite easy to do. There is a snag. Really, what you need is a couple of clumps of rhubarb.
Yeah.
Because if you force one this year, it reduces the energy in the clump, and therefore it doesn't do so well in the summer. So you need another clump, which gives you the summer rhubarb.
Oh, right. You've got two different seasons for rhubarb then.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
And I have got to make you a rhubarb cake. You know that, don't you?
I don't like rhubarb. My wife does.
You would like my rhubarb
okay,
cake.
Okay, okay. Well, we'll give it a go. I was actually thinking, and while you were talking about all of that, I was thinking it would be great if somebody ever came up with a rhubarb crumble plants. That would be good, you know, with the crumble already made. But, of course, that's just ridiculous. But it would be fun.
Well, it is a bit daft, isn't it?
It would be fun, though, wouldn't it?
Well...
you don't water the crumble bit, no.
No, exactly. Yeah, keep your hands away.
Yeah, sorry, I was just being silly there. It's just one of those things. But rhubarb. So, keep it in the dark and you get those nice pink stems.
Absolutely. And it's a time really now, Tony, to be having a look at the brochures that come through, looking at which seeds you're going to have and going back to what was good last year and what was bad. And can I just say to everybody, try something new. Don't go for the ordinary, usual things. And in fact, somebody said to me the other day that there was and it was one that I hadn't heard of, a tomato called Mountain Magic. I've never heard of this.
Wow.
But apparently it's quite a common variety. I've never heard of it. And so that's one thing I'm going to do this year. I'm going to try something new.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do next month, because we're going to be starting to look at, I'm guessing, things that we're putting in the ground to come up in the spring and the summer. Is Jean's tip for something new for 24. How about that?
Absolutely fine.
Brilliant. On that note, Jean, we're going to say Happy New Year. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
That's a pleasure.
And we'll do it all again in a month's time.
Happy gardening.